Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, everybody, we've made it to Thursday, so let's thank God for another day of being here, another chance to get together and chat it up a little bit, okay? And we got to do our shout-outs. You know how this goes. To Mr. Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York, currently with iSoulRadio.com. You can hear Barry Dooley sing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and again on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. Now, along with that, we've got some brand new announcements to make with regards to him. Whenever he is not doing his magic on the radio, he is gracing New York City with the best of R&B events across town. Well, we got two more things to let you know. Barry has now officially become a new columnist for GEI Entertainment with Jonathan Ellaby. Those of you that have been listening to the show know that Jonathan Ellaby is one of our biggest OTE market entrepreneurs, and he is with GE Photos. Well, he's also the vice president of GEI Magazine, which you have seen it all over Facebook. Barry is now the new columnist for the column entitled Music Notes, which you will be seeing. I'm not sure if it's weekly or not. You have to hit Barry up for that. Also, officially now, and so Barry, as the CEO of Track One Entertainment, has officially reinstated his competition, So You Think You Can Sing, and he and Dolores Milligan, formerly of the Ladies of Sky, will be the judges. If you are interested as a singer in becoming a contestant, email him at track1entertain@gmail.com. Give him your name and phone number. He will get back to you as soon as he's ready to let you know when you can audition. All right, next up is from my team, Deacons Eddie Williams of Toledo, Ohio, Monster Mouse, Without Sports, Lady Diamond Lelaney Evans, and of course DJ Dome Record Rodney Williams for giving us the best of all of those great mixes. You guys don't know he's going to hit you with next. So I want to thank you for that, have being the best team that a girl could have. Let's go over to PS37, Cynthia Jenkins School in Queens. Thank you very much to Principal Beverly Mitchell, Teacher Dory Robinson, all of you for giving us one of the greatest group of kids to help and coordinate our Youth Day every Saturday. You guys have heard them. They've been awesome co-hosts, and we are over here making sure that we continue to give our youth an option. So without further ado, tonight we are going to be speaking on the topic that's supposed to be a little fun. We're going to be asking you guys to join in, and we are calling it Relationship Chronicles, how to keep it spicy in the bedroom. So let's see now. All of you got to call in. Let's talk. Let's talk about how important it is to keep some recreation in the relationship. And let's see what your best stories are, okay? Give us a call up in here. We are 347-327-9967. So you guys know how this goes. Let's see what we're going to go out on the early break with. I think we're going to hit George Benson with Turn Your Love Around. Be back in 4 minutes, guys. Don't go away.
Turn your love around. Don't you
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. All right, we already have two panelists in this evening to start this up. So you guys, now you can bring it on the edge. Do what you have to do. Don't get too X-rated, okay? There are still some teens out there listening. But tell me, your question I want to ask you is, what is the most outrageous or boldest thing that you have done in for the sake of keeping your love life spicy, okay? I get to share a couple of experiences, but today you guys are going first. So let's start off with our first panelist for the evening. Hang on a minute. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone, and God bless you and your family.
Hi there, Deacon. How are you?
I am excellent.
All right. Well, you're up on the hot seat first. So what's the most outrageous, boldest thing you have done, whether in public or private, for the sake of enhancing your love life?
Oh, my goodness. I'm kind of leery about letting this one out because my mother's in my presence, but underneath Coney Island Boardwalk.
What was that?
Up underneath Coney Island's boardwalk.
Oh, you were on the boardwalk, Lee?
No, I wasn't on the boardwalk. I was under it.
Also, what were you doing under the boardwalk?
Do we have to take that any further?
All right. We'll leave it like that. I tell you, we have to keep it. We have to keep the PG rated.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Let's see what our fellow panelists have to say. Hang on a second. Welcome to the show, Chloe. You're on the air? No, you guys, you have to speak on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi there. All right, you can say your name or you can stay anonymous. Well, what has been your boldest move made, either in public or in private, for the sake of enhancing your love life?
God, I had to buy a gift like every 2 weeks to keep the girlfriend happy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Hello.
Relationships can be expensive.
Oh.
Yes, they can be.
I don't know.
Okay,
if anybody remembers the TV show,
your
The
most
Waltons.
What has been your most expensive bold move for the sake of spicing up your love life?
Oh, probably the friendship ring.
Friendship rings? Now, I don't know. Today when we were answering pre-broadcast topic questions, you said you were too freaky as it is, right? So tell me something.
Now, I hope there's no children listening now.
Okay, you have given us a one. Okay, all right.
You know.
Wait. We have another one. Hold on. We got to see what we're gonna do. All right, you guys cannot be chickens because I have to be on the hot seat tonight too. So let's go. All right, 1 second. Welcome to the show, caller. You on the air?
Oh, good evening. This is Larry. How y'all doing? I got through.
All right, Larry. You know what the question is. You're up.
Yeah, okay. I was waiting on since 8:30 last night to 10:30. I don't know what happened. But one of the most beautiful things I've experienced in keeping my relationship, I took my lady out one night, and we went to a nice club. And she'd never been to this bar club. And she had to go to the ladies' room, and she asked me to escort her there. And what happened was when I took her to the bathroom, she said, "Come in here with me." And I did, by her force. And we got busy, you know what I'm saying?
We got a ring.
That was one of the most, I enjoyed it just as well. You know, it was something unique and different.
Oh, yeah, we're different.
I'm surprised you made it out there without a bunch of screaming ladies beating you down.
Well,
that's
I was afraid. That's one thing, no ladies,
cool.
nobody came with a bag. And, you know, what was so unique about it, I was enjoying the little moments, and I was trying to have that orgasm, you know, hoping nobody comes. I'm like working overtime as ever, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that was
a beautiful experience. We got to play, I guess, spin the bottle of facts. So I guess I'm up on the hot seat.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. I was with my ex-husband, and we actually were on the, was it the E-train?
Oh boy!
Yeah, so we got bold on the E-train right there, just as the cop was coming. So you know that was one of things we thought it was funny at the time. But I had my skirt, I had a long skirt on, so the cop couldn't tell whether I was just sitting on my ex-husband's lap or not. And then I was just cracking up. So that's one of my things. That's as far as I'm going. Don't anybody else call here with questions. Nobody's allowed to call you with questions, okay? Okay. Well, I thank all of you for sharing that. And there's going to be
I got a question.
Deacon.
No, just kidding.
Deacon, don't start. Let's start, that's it. Okay. Well, we all have had this conversation before. The fun part of it tonight is also to bring up an important topic. So, everybody knows it's hard. A relationship is hard to keep together, okay? We have to deal with each other's sacrifices. We have to deal with each other's differences in personalities. We have to deal with what we see differently. Does each of you see the same thing differently? Some things you agree on. So one of the things that we have spoken about recently and previously has been that one of the important things is to keep the relationship reinvented. Meaning we got to constantly do things to keep the interest going. So I got a lot of very intriguing responses today. So I've got one person that said, what was it called? Tantric. I have absolutely no idea what the hell that is. But somebody will tell me. Okay? I don't know. To me, it sounded like sexual Yoda or something. You know, where you go into the middle of the floor and command your orgasm to stay put. I don't know. I have no idea about this. I have no idea. But I don't know. The last time that happened to me, you guys heard my victim story. That was it. But, all right, so that's one thing.
Another you're never too old for school.
What was that, sir?
You're never too old for school.
Okay, well, maybe
so
you know where
you live and learn something every day.
You can email
day, you
me
know.
The directions or the description or something, but I've never been into yoga, and I don't know how I could sit there and tell my orgasm don't come or come when it's time. I don't know. But I have visions of sitting in a toga with a fat stomach and, you know, going, you know, nam ya ho, ring ya kyo or something. I don't know. So that's it. But if that's not it, please educate me. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like to me. Now, the other response I got was role-playing, and I thought that was cute. A couple said that they were in a club, and I don't know if it was the female of the group or the husband, pretended they didn't know each other. And they went in and they started to flirt, like, in person, and then, you know, pretended that they were coming home as strangers. So I thought that was pretty cool. Oh, it's just little things. I think spontaneity is definitely something where, you know, you do something spontaneous without even the person expecting it. So, gentlemen on the panel, I'll start with you, Deacon. Do you agree?
Yes. I sort of agree. this is really an awkward situation.
Oh, no. You can't get shy. Listen to you sounding like you're trying to back up. You've never been shy on this panel before. So pretend that somebody just told you something that you don't like, but you like that.
Pretend that somebody told me something that I don't like, but I like.
Or told you about something that upsets you because you get passionate. I'm serious. We're talking about relationships. We've already had previous segments. I'm trying to make it a little fun tonight, but it is still a serious issue. How do you keep a relationship alive? It's hard work just getting into it.
Oh, yeah.
So reinventing yourself, role-playing, I thought that was one of the most popular responses. You role-play, pretend you don't know each other, flirt.
Uh-huh.
I'm a personal believer in always dating my husband. I believe that. I believe you should always be dating your man as a woman and vice versa. What drew you together before the marriage should not stop.
Yeah.
So that's, okay, you sit right there until you gather the thoughts you want to say. And I'm going to go to Charles, your turn.
Well,
hey, Charles, are you with me?
Yeah. Is the Reverend a Catholic?
Which one is the train of them? Which one is this?
You know, I find it so lucky because I remember growing up, you went to the church as a pastor. You were not allowed to get married or do anything. Everybody becomes a Reverend now. But, you know, at least as a Reverend, you could have a wife.
Yes. Well, priesthood is going to be a whole other segment, from my opinion. I've never heard of somebody telling you that, you know, in order for you to be close to God and lead a church, that you can't get married. So I can't see that. I never saw anything in the Bible, the same Bible they claim they're teaching from, that ever said that. But we're talking about relationships and what's how to keep it spicy. So,
wait a minute, did I miss something somewhere? You, a church that says you can't get married?
Catholic.
That's what I saw from the Catholic faith.
Yeah, Catholics. The priest got to marry the church and the nuns got to stay married to the church or something like that.
Oh,
they don't
okay,
have,
okay.
But let's speak. I'm asking you, do you agree that, you know, I guess I believe in keeping dating in the marriage until you guys are no longer together or, you know, death do you part. I believe that you should always date your mate. So what do you think on that?
Well, I'm kind of happy, you know, my girlfriend is into me. So, you know, every time we see the newlywed game, I kind of get freaked when I hear these people talking about threesomes. And I'm looking at my girl and I'm saying, I hope she doesn't get any ideas.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to create a comedy segment just for you. You're very funny. All right. Answer my question, Charles. Do you think.
Oh, yeah, you
got to
do something to keep it spicy once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Larry? What's your take on that question?
That's beautiful. It's hard to find a woman who was affectionate like that. That's the point. You know, because most time when we meet up someone the opposite sex, our hormones are very high, and then as times go on, they mellow out. And it's not because, you know, the affection is fading away. It's just that we have to add a little more things to it. But today it's hard to find a woman, mate, because most ladies, they on that internet going cyberspace, you know what I'm saying? I try to tell them you ain't got to go out there right here, you know. But foreplay is beautiful. It's and especially if you have, you know, one thing I read, that's one thing, the Bible or my Quran, which I read first. I was a child. I read the King James Version, and that's a nice book, but it's not my book. And I read my Quran, which I have been separated for over 450 years, and nowhere has the Lord of the hosts of that day interfered with the womb of the man and woman, you know. So there's a lot of women out there for different things. And but today, it's just like there's cyberspace out there, you know what I'm saying? Foreplay is beautiful.
Well, I think role playing is a great thing. Now, you know what? You brought up something that's going to lead me to a great question, and I'm going to go to Deacon first on this one. Do you think that, because I think that a lot of people who are in relationships, especially long-term ones, okay, do you think that maybe that's why social media and the cyber texting and all that other stuff is becoming so prominent? Is because people aren't putting that type of, people aren't putting that type of effort into their own relationships, or that type of newness and excitement? Do you think that that could be a contributing factor to it?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I was in a daze. You guys had me captivated for a minute.
Larry, you brought up that interesting question. So, what about you, Charles? Do you think that there would be less of the undercover, sneaky, raunchy out there situations with, you know, especially with committed people, you know, keeping outside the marriage, if they put more of that type of excitement into their own relationship? Do you think so?
I think it's very hard for anybody to have a committed relationship now. If you find a committed partner today, you're lucky.
Ah.
I mean, marriage today is really nothing but a piece of paper to a lot of people.
Okay, we have a new panelist in, so let me ask. Let me bring them in. Hang on a second. Thank you for that input. It was pretty interesting. Hang on a minute. Welcome
Hello.
To the show, Carl. You on the air?
Hey, Katie. How's it going? I wasn't
hey,
sure
Rod.
If it was 9 o'clock
hey,
or
Rod,
10 o'clock.
Hey, what's going on, Rod?
Hey, what's happening?
I knew you'd pop in. Okay, let me ask you the initial question. First of all, what is the boldest, most outrageous thing, whether public or private, that you have done for the sake of spicing up your bedroom life?
I see. Sounds like there's an echo, like you're talking in a huge auditorium. But the wackiest thing, let me see. Let me see. Well, I had two people at one time once. That was fun.
Oh.
That's the one thing I'm never going to do.
I wasn't ready for that one because
no, I was not.
I mean,
it's common, though.
Huh? Of course.
I mean, it's common, but I mean, just that it shocked me on this panel that it came up now. So. Now, I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I will play helicopter woman, Supergirl. I'll play French maid. I'll play German Russian warfare woman, but with my partner. That's just me. Sorry, you need to bring an
mm-hmm.
outsider. You can stay out there. That's just the way
mm-hmm.
I feel. That's my opinion.
That was at the beginning, though. That was at the beginning, just to, I guess, keep my attention or something. It's like after that, there wasn't anything like that again.
Beyond that. I am. All right. One second. We got a new panelist. There will
mm-hmm.
be an echo in me. I am in a bigger place, so you guys just bear with me. All right. Hang on. Welcome to the show. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, Katie. Good evening. How are you?
How you doing, Lou? How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Big Lou.
All right.
Hey,
the boldest thing you have ever done?
Huh?
The boldest thing you have ever done in public or private for the sake of spicing up your bedroom life.
Katie, wow. You're going to put me on the spot. I'm just calling in to support you, and you're going to put me on the spot.
You know, you're opening them up in Texas
it's
down there.
You know what, Katie? I could probably tell you better things that I haven't done than I have. So let me just leave it at that. Because the point is,
I like that, Lou. Go ahead.
Pick your point.
Let me give a disclaimer. I've come a long way. You know, I'm right now in a committed, you know, responsible relationship or whatever. But there was a time, Katie, boy, I could write a book. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be very difficult for me to name one.
You can't give no names now.
For example, Katie.
You can change the name to protect the guilty.
Yeah, husband might come on this show.
Hey,
I'll rope his arm up.
Well, okay.
No,
okay,
you in Texas.
I will give you a little mini disclaimer, okay? This is the only disclaimer I'm going to offer you, panelists. If you are in a committed marriage relationship of any sort and you know that certain things that you say might get you in trouble, kindly don't say something that's not about your wife or your partner or your boyfriend. Say something that happened with your wife or husband or other significant other. That way there's a happy life when you get home. Now, with that being said, Lou, say something.
Well, just to give you an example of some, yeah, I mean, I mean, my wife pretty spices it up, you know, pretty much as we can or whatever. Now, I mean, she's done the French maid outfits and what have you. I come home from work and she's, you know, that type of thing. I've dressed up, you know, I mean, I've dressed up and put on my, you know, that type of thing. I mean, again, but I will say this, though, Katie, I will say this. And this is probably something, I don't know, y'all can tell me, though, but let's just say I'm a member of the, what do you call that, the High Flying Club.
The Mile High Club?
Yeah, I'm a member of the Mile High Club. I can honestly say that. Can anybody else say that?
No comment.
Or will anyone else admit it? Look, it got mighty quiet, didn't it?
No comment, Lou. No comment. No comment.
All righty.
I gotta admit that.
Okay,
I gotta admit that, and that's only been in the last 5 years. Yeah,
okay,
I'm a member
of
the Mile High. To be honest with you, I always wanted to like join that club because I used to hear about it on TV and hear people talk about the Mile High Club, and I'd be like, I want to do that one day. And I got a chance like 5 years ago, and God doggone, I went for it.
Yeah.
Yes, we know, Lou. You are that adventurous. That's so cool. All right. All right, now, guys, when I come back from break, I have a question I want to pose to y'all, okay? And y'all, I want every one of you to give me your opinion on what you think about this question. And, Lou, you're the latest to come in. You're going to be the first to answer.
Oh,
I ain't never scared.
Hey.
You ain't never scared? Okay.
Hey, Lou, I can ride that boat with you, man, because I'm from the Ville. Never ran and never will.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, boy. Testosterone flying across the panel tonight. Woo. All right. Going out with Simply Red with Sunrise, and I will be back in 3.5 minutes. You guys stick with me, okay?
10 Mile High.
The On the Edge Show with KD Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. KD and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com/OnTheEdgeShow for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Well, Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett, and those of you that are just joining us, we are having one hell of a discussion tonight. It's all in fun, but it's also a little serious. As one of my panelists always like to say, laughing but very serious, we are speaking on relationships, and straight out of the OTE Relationship Chronicles, how do we keep it spicy in the bedroom as part of reinventing your relationship and making it work? So, the question I have on this panel, as I'm bringing all of you back in one at a time, is, do any of you believe in doing couple swinging, and do you believe that you can truly be okay with switching partners and then just going home with each other? So, Lou, you're up on the answer seat first.
Frankly, if I'm in a relationship, be a committed relationship, wife, committed relationship with girlfriend or something, no, I don't get into swinging. I was just, as ironic you asked me that question, I was just involved in a conversation on Facebook with a young lady who answered that question, and I put that out there. And the point I was trying to make to her was that this is Facebook, so you can't take everything at face value for all you know. I could be, I could be fingers, we could be this, that, or the other. The point is, this is Facebook, but not to get off subject. But no, I couldn't. But let me just say, back in the, there was a time when I was involved with women or jump offs or different things or something that I would be more inclined to do something like that, but not in a relationship that I'm in, simply because It just leaves off, open that potential for messiness and for basically the ending of the relationship, quite frankly. How can you really truly be into someone, love someone, really care about someone, et cetera, and then want to share them, and that could go both ways? I'm not an overly jealous kind of guy or anything like that, but I don't want no other mug banging my wife and everything and so on and so forth.
I agree with you, because I damn sure wouldn't want my man to be sliding up another woman, especially not in front of me. So I agree, and I don't see the relationship.
I've had jump off with me and my boy tossed a female or something, you know what I mean? And I've been involved in my younger days where I've been with multiple women and stuff, but again, it wasn't a relationship. It was just a jump off, you know? And there's a difference.
Well, the question is about relationships. If the relationship you're in, do you think that swinging is something that people can actually do and say it's okay? Because I've heard couples say, oh, no, it's all right, because at the end of the day, you know, we go home with each other. My thing is, you went in with somebody else knowing what your body feels like. They know what the other person's body feels like. Who are they thinking about when they're in bed with you?
Well, Katie, let me say this. I don't have to tell you that swinging is very, very, very big. There are swinger sites on Facebook and so on and so forth. I don't want to know how big it is.
I'm stingy. I don't share nothing.
But swinging is very big, but each their own. But I don't understand how they can do it and just go to me. To be honest with you, I believe that's just a bunch of freaks.
Yeah, that's all it is. But like I said, I'm stingy, and I'm greedy. So I don't give away nothing, and I ain't.
And also, in my opinion, it's a little bit of like perversion. In my opinion, I mean, to sit around and
I don't see how in a relationship, a husband and wife, or a fiance, a committed relationship, I don't see how anybody, first of all, like you said, I don't see how anybody that I'm with could find me sacred enough to be a committed exclusive and then share me for the sake of spicing up the bedroom. That includes threesomes in the bedroom and the whole nine. Okay, so that's my thing. Rod, I'm going to go up to you. What's your opinion on swinging and relationships? Can it work?
Well, I've heard stories that it would, but I wouldn't indulge in one of those because it's like the reason you start relationships is, that familiarity type thing. You know, something that you can get used to, something you can say, mine, all the time, not like except on Saturday nights.
Okay, so you don't agree with this either.
No.
Okay. Let me go up to you, Larry. What do you think?
When it comes, if I was a single man, I would probably check out swinging. But if I'm in a relationship, you know, sex is it deals with your emotions. And I don't go to topless bars because if I can't have it, I don't want to touch it. So when it comes to swinging, if I got somebody and I'm running to somebody better than my woman, then I'm gonna want that woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, keep in mind, panelists.
It's a very sensitive thing, and it can also interfere with your emotions. So if I'm in a relationship, I wouldn't mess with it.
I want to remind everybody that we are speaking about relationships tonight. So what I'm asking you pertains to under the scope of relationship. I don't feel you can be in a relationship and be that open and it's going to be okay. I don't think so. For those people that are, I guess they're just in an open relationship anyway, which that gets me. How can it be an open relationship? Isn't that like an idiom or something? I don't know. It's like, how can it be an open relationship?
Both bisexual.
Like the two don't go together. No, I mean, how can you be, relationship means I'm committed. That's an unspoken rule. Unspoken understanding. You're for me, I'm for you, this forsaking all others type thing. How can you call it an open relationship when you might as well not be involved? Just be free to do whatever and walk.
Yeah, but everybody has different thoughts today.
Right, I can understand that. I still don't understand how the two go together. There's a panelist coming in. But before I bring the panel in, Charles, answer your question about swinging. Do you think a committed relationship can do swinging and it survives and be okay? I see you calling. Hang on one sec.
No, me and my girl cannot do that. First of all, one thing me and my girl got a good agreement on, we have AIDS, HIV, STD. That's why the both of us always say, we will never get involved with somebody else because you never know what someone else has.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let me bring out more panelists.
To me, that's a sign of someone's inadequacy in some part of the relationship where they feel like they have to bring in somebody else. Evidently, they feel like they're weak in some other parts that somebody else could fill in. Me, in my opinion, I don't need no help nowhere.
Okay. I'm going to bring in our next panelist. Just hang on one second, everybody. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Katie. This is Shamika. How are you?
Hi, Shamika. Very nice to have you
today. Hey, Shamika.
Hi.
All right. Your first hot seat question. What is the boldest thing, whether in public or in private, with an ex or with the current, that you have done just for the sake of spicing up your bedroom?
There's quite a few, but I'll say the most compelling is just having the experience of actually not only mentally, but spiritually connecting with someone, to be able to feel them through your soul, your spirit, your body, without actually being in their presence. I mean, I would say that's the most amazing, but on a more physical level, I think, you know, just being spontaneous, not being shy about, how you express yourself. So the most basic I've probably experienced is just spending time with my loved one and, just kind of pulling off on the side of the road and doing our things.
Right. Well, yeah, it's fun.
But, yeah.
I like doing the most outrageous but private things. Like, everybody can guess, and they can see it. They can almost figure it out, but they really can't. And I love the excitement of that. I used to think whenever I went out, the rare times I did go out with my ex, I would always try to, like, you know, be in the reggae room of one of the clubs out here in New York and, you know, try to, like, do them on the floor. He never could get there, but, you know, that was my thing. You know, so I used to enjoy the trying of it all because there were always all those Jamaicans loved looking around with their lighters, trying to see what they could see. And I always used to make sure that I had just enough of a long garment so that it's easy access for my husband, but it was like a curtain to the world, but not so much. You know, sort of like looking through and you can see the silhouette but can't see what's really going on. So I used to get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
So those types of things I agree with. Alright, so the next, I don't know where that's coming from. I'm going to go down the line. So if you guys hear the mute, it's because I'm figuring out where the thing's coming up. So now, Shamika, part two, what do you think about committed couples swinging? Do you think that would, that's something that could work?
Absolutely not. I believe, and this is my belief, I believe that a lot of times, whether people are swinging or not, they get involved in relationships because they're trying to fill a void in their life. Thus, you can be in lust or think you love someone, and you feel like you complete each other, but then you're always looking for something else. Therefore, you have swinging, you have cheating, because you haven't really accepted who you are. And that's my basic belief. So that's why swinging would be totally against my belief regarding love. I believe that when you know who you are, you're better able to, or in love yourself, you're better able to recognize those that are compatible with you. If they're not somebody that, you know, you're committed to or that, you know, you've realized a long-term relationship with, you just recognize those that are like that.
Frankly, I think that it's infidelity. I don't care who's there to condone it or bless it. If you cheating in front of your man or your woman, it's cheating.
Yeah.
It's open cheating. Yeah. That's what it is to me.
But I think deep down within, it has a lot to do with that person trying to find something that has nothing to do with another person. It's that they're trying to find some type of pleasure to take them to a level of ecstasy that they don't realize that nothing physical, especially infidelity, cheating, swinging, it's not going to take you to that level you're trying to, you know.
But they are peaks.
You were saying, Lou?
I said in most cases, swinging is just about they freaks, and like I said earlier, in a lot of cases, perversion and whatnot.
Yeah.
Maybe sexual addicts and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with swinging. I mean, how can you as a man be comfortable with taking your wife to an orgy or to a swing party or something and sitting up and watching four or five different men have sex with her and stuff? Come on, that's a little bit of a sickness in itself, quite frankly, in my opinion.
Sexual,
you know what I mean?
Thank you for saying that. Because guys are like crazy with their fantasies. And some of the ways that guys accept things, even though the average same one of them would have a fit if they took a photo of their girl doing it on their own. What is the excitement in that? Why not just say to your girl that you're not really a couple? You understand? I don't understand that. I don't understand the term open relationship to save my life. It doesn't go.
Clearly, you're not in a committed relationship if you're sleeping with 15 people at a party every weekend.
Hello. Thank you. Preach, Lou. Does that make sense? You can't be in a committed relationship if you can say we're allowed to see other people.
Right.
Hello.
And then some of them say, well, you're not allowed to do it singly without me and that type of stuff, which is nonsense. In most cases, they do. They still do, and so on and so forth. And I've heard horror stories where women have brought their girlfriend, which is a no-no, I understand, when it comes to swinging, something you shouldn't do, but they have brought their own girlfriends into their bedroom with their man, and the man end up with their girlfriend.
Yeah,
who's that, DJ Scratch?
No, that's called a cyber DJ. Well, no, honestly, I don't see how it's going to work. I don't see how that's not going to bring up
problem. I don't see how the first time the couple themselves have a problem with bedroom that one is not going to start saying, well, what's the matter? You're thinking about him or you're thinking about her? Why would you set yourself up for that? And like you said, how can it be a committed relationship if you're seeing 15 people?
Right. You're just going through the motions. There's nothing committed about it. You're really not in a relationship, only in your mind. Because
right.
You're seeing multiple partners, that's not a relationship.
So. You're absolutely right on that one, too. You're absolutely right on that, too. I just don't get it, you know. It's like, why not take all that energy and reinvent your own relationship? There's so many different things you could do. The same way you can make 15 different dishes out of the same old chicken. And it's a whole new dish. You know what I'm saying? Take your partner and do the same. You know, make it ranch a la mode this week, or, you know, French cuisine. Make it a croissant. You know, do something, but my goodness, why does it have to be outsiders helping you along?
Well, sometimes you're afraid to experiment, too. Sometimes you want to try something new, but you don't know what to do.
Well, then start asking questions. Maybe that's the problem. That's the problem. You ask questions and you might get to know. Maybe that's the fun part. That might be something that makes it fun, too. Asking your partner for a change and letting them hear it. You might not have tried the one thing that they say, and it could be simple as nothing. You know, what is the problem with asking?
Trust me.
You were saying?
Trust me, y'all. Trust me, y'all. There are a thousand things you can think of to spice up your relationship and to keep it spicy and so on and so forth than inviting 15 other people in to have sex with your spouse.
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
I'm, you know, really, seriously, again, that to me is a little bit of a sickness and perversion and just sex addiction and whatnot. And you can't really, truly, really, 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 well, I guess you can love somebody, but I don't know. Maybe that's us as a people or something. We're a little bit more selfish and protective as far as, what's the word I'm looking for as far as protecting our property, I guess you might say. Not that a woman is property, but I'm saying I don't want no joker. You know what I mean? I used to get mad when mugs walk on my grass. You know what I mean? I wouldn't think I would walk with my woman, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know?
That was actually a good point. I mean, not that I want you, you know, we can't put our partners in the same categories comparing them to grass, but I get what you're saying. If you're going to be funny about something as like a low-chain property thing, definitely
right.
your partner is much more higher up on the scale.
Grass is grass, you mess with his girl, right?
And I'm saying this, I have literally got, you know, check mugs about walking on my lawn. I mean, not the first time you see somebody, but I mean, I had a situation where people just, you know, be cutting through to their yard and different things like that, and I take pride in my lawn, you know, keeping it up and, you know, grass and stuff. And people just kind of like, you know, disrespecting, like, F your grass or something. I have checked people, so can you imagine, you know what I mean, about my woman?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to head back over to you. Actually, Shamika, you. You.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we had asked that everybody answered with you was this. Do you think that because a lot of people either don't know how to or are not interested in taking the same, you know, like novel ideas or excitement or trying something new with their relationship, that's the reason why a lot of this undercover Facebook drama, cyber texting and, you know, all the sexting and all the stuff between people doing it with outsiders, do you think that's the reason why so much of it goes on?
Just because of the inability of the partner to be able to you know, be open to their partner? Is that what you,
right, or to try to spice up their own, what they have already?
Well, I believe that a lot of that stems from lack of trust, because I believe in my heart that if you really love someone, then the sky is the limit. But that takes
Amen.
A lot of trust. So what happens is when that trust comes in, especially if there are other partners involved, and there's a lot of confusion, when that happens, the people are going to be reserved. You're not going to connect to each other as readily. But aside from the distractions, you lose the confusion. You're open to each other. You're able to reach higher levels with those distractions or that distrust. Then you're going to reach out to other people who you think understand you better, you know? So I think that that's the culprit. So we can say we care about somebody, we love someone, we you know, but if there's no trust there, then you're already coming in fighting. So you're fighting to keep your relationship together because you have this need from this person, not necessarily a deep love for them. So,
oh, okay.
My opinion.
I thank you for that. I thank you for that. And all of you today, you know, every one of your your inputs, you know, have been great. Now, I want, this is the thing. I definitely think that the swinging thing is a no-go. And like I said, this is my viewpoint to our end. I believe that whatever excitement you need to get from outside, whatever it is, I feel like I'll be willing to do anything my partner wants me to do. I'm a ride-or-die wife, okay? Ride-or-die wife, minus you exploiting me to others or bringing others in our bedroom, all right? I'll go to whatever extremes, try whatever toys, play whatever games, but it's within the sanctity of our bedroom, period.
Oh, spooky now. You saying you a freak, Katie?
Okay, I didn't ask for you to get there. I said if I had my partner with me, I'd be a freak. Yeah, isn't that what you need
that's
to do
right.
for your partner?
There's nothing wrong with that when that's the person loves you. And
isn't that what you need to do?
You have that trust.
You're supposed to be a freak in the bed and a lady in the street. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know
a lady in the streets and a freak in the streets. I mean, in the streets.
You know?
It's all about the respect. Yep.
I might be saved, but I'm not stupid.
And I think that the factor of knowing you have that committed love behind the actual act of what you're doing makes it even that much more sensual and intense.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else agrees.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely correct. See, and when it comes to that in a relationship, that's supposed to be an intimate thing between the two partners. I don't even see anywhere in the Bible where it says you have to bring other partners into the situation. It says nothing about that. It says nothing about that. Now, if you can feel like you can satisfy your partner in any situation, that is fine. Like I said before, I don't need any help because I feel like I'm like a journeyman. So I feel as though I believe in one thing I learned from one of the best, and to me it's satisfying a woman is the main thing. If my woman is satisfied, I don't have nothing to worry about.
Well, I'm just wondering though, how does the Bible have an effect on relationships? Maybe people are not focused on the Bible enough.
Yeah, well, I think if you take away spirituality at all, Charles, you're from the bottom line, I think that you're always going to fail. I mean, that for everybody that's out there that want to be anti-Christian, anti-Muslim, it doesn't matter. If you take away your spirituality from the basis of anything, you are going to fail.
Yeah.
Because that means you have nothing to believe in, no moral guidelines, no sense of right or wrong with certain things. And where would the respect come in? Maybe that's why people would go swinging with their sacred partner. I mean, I don't know how many of you agree, but...
Well, I agree with you totally.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I didn't blow anybody up because I'm hearing like, you know, I heard crickets for a second. All I was click, 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 like she said something funny. But that's my belief. If you don't have a moral guideline, if you don't have a moral basic foundation of something, then what exactly are you supporting? You know, what exactly are you running on? You know, that means you don't have a way to say, this is where it should go, this is where it shouldn't go, and I'm going to go somewhere in the middle. I really don't. Just like we just spoke about, I believe that, you know, everything that you do for your man or your woman or your wife or your husband is great, is everything to Noel's bar, because that person's in your life and ain't going anywhere. They love you for who you are and past the ex. So I feel like if why would I cheat? Or why would I give him a reason to cheat if everything that he needs I can do? You know, when it could be exciting for us to try together. Of course, like I said, if it's a committed for life thing, you know? I think that's where the love from inside makes it that much more exciting. That's my belief.
Well, in my relationship, I get what I give, and that's what the both of us usually say to each other.
But, hey, even that, you have a sense of equality already, Charles. Okay, Lou, you're pretty quiet. I'm usually expecting you to be the chirper in the group, so speak.
Well, I don't want to over talk to you now.
What's the question,
Lou?
No,
Lou's
but you know,
there branding new women in Texas. Too busy.
What's the question? The topic? What's the question? You know, I ain't scared. You know, what?
No, I said, what do you think of that? Do you think that, you know, maybe like the excitement of knowing that your girl or your man loves you beyond the physical act of everything, sort of makes it even that much more exciting?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
absolutely. But you mentioned about that, how you don't want your man to have to want anything else and have to go anywhere else or something. And I don't want to get off subject, but because we've discussed this before. In fact, I did it on my blog. I wrote it on my blog, Lou from Flint 810.
I'm not talking about the people who are going to cheat anyway. I'm talking about making your relationship work
I wanted to say that. I've been in a situation where my woman done jumped through loops. I mean, she done everything you can about imagine in the bedroom, hot meals and all that, and I still elected to go outside of the relationship. I just wanted to put that out there simply because I wanted to, you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, that may be off topic, but yeah, I enjoy, you know, the whole nine and giving it all that whatever, but again, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so let's try to talk with parameters that we can deal with. Like we said, we can't get to the extremes and know what's going to happen or the choices people are going to make anyway. We're talking about what we know we've done for the relationship. So my question to you is, do you definitely believe that if the person is in love, that the sex is more intense, more meaningful, more exciting, or just as freaky-deaky as it could be, especially with the person having that emotional confidence or security?
Well, yes, that's your question. And also, too, I found that being married and being right with and upstairs and so on and so forth enhances the sexual experience. You know, it's time for kind of
dinner. A lot of men are a lot more emotional with sex than people give them credit for. A lot more men are. Like, you know, even though men could physically go through 15 women at a time and not one of them mean a damn thing, a lot of them prefer to have meaningful sex.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's very, very, very fulfilling. But again, as I matured and got older and, of course, got a close relationship with God, et cetera, so on and so forth, I found times when I've been having sex outside of a marriage. And what not outside my marriage, but not being married. And yes, it'd be good, and it'd be so on and so on and so forth. But I found that once you get that comfort, a feeling of that you're right with God, et cetera, and I don't mean to get religious or whatever, but that it even enhances it more. And I've seen that especially with on her side, you know, where she's more, you know. And I'm like, wow, I should have married you years ago.
Yes, because we feel we're giving back to our own investment, and that will bring out the best in any girl, whether she's shy or not. That might even get her to try things she never thought she could try before. So that's the whole thing, you know?
Well, let me tell you something. You know, from my personal experience, if I was to ask for it, I never get it. My relationship was always based on love and respect for my girl. And just the fact that we treat each other with love and respect, the sex came into our life naturally. You know, first it was just a little hug, then it was a kiss, and so on, you know. But we never made any demands on the sex, so that was the funny thing.
that's a good point to make as well, Charles, from a guy's point of view as well. That's another thing. Maybe if we didn't make certain acts in sex seem like it's a mandatory achievement to make, you might get it more willingly from a person who just believes that no matter what they've been able to perform and not perform, you still love them anyway. That's another way to keep the relationship going. And that was a great point to make, Charles. Okay, Mr. Rod over there in the quiet gallery, your turn.
Mm-hmm. It's like I've always needed like a certain comfort zone. And when you have that zone, you don't have to demand anything. And it's like all of my friends, they've been real open and stuff. So they'll say things like, all right, that was nice. Can we keep going? And I'm like, can I catch my breath first?
Okay, wait,
yeah,
I got one for
you.
I got one for
you. You can ask for anything. And say, yeah. Unless it's something outrageous.
Unless
it's something really outrageous.
Or perhaps if you're that okay, you're that good. Maybe you can just silently guide it to where you want to go.
Well, silently. That's no fun. You got to have some role play. I mean, that's how you get out of that boredom stuff. You know, that freedom to. You go to work, you come home, you go shopping, then you have dinner, then you watch TV, and you talk, and then you go to bed. And you do, you know, after a while, you get in this routine.
How many ladies I got on this panel? I only got two ladies on the panel. Shamika, you still with me, mommy? Shamika, you still here?
I am. I just
have you ever been in an experience where the person that you were with made an act seem like a test question or like a question you have to answer? Like, for example, will you go down on me, yes or no? Haven't you felt that way with some people? Like, and if you didn't do it like that, you were being graded, and you got to go, oh, man, she don't do that. You know, let's go to the next floor. Let's go. I mean, why not if you're in a relationship, hello, get to guide it.
Well,
if you're the man, you want to be the
me,
get to guide it. Let me say something. I don't know. Let me say I want to try. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with me, I believe I was like that. I was like that for a long time. I'm like, I don't do this. I don't do that. You know, but that's before I realized that there were deeper relationships than what I was participating in. Therefore, the way I see it is I'm not going to become intimate with anyone that I don't have a special connection with. I always reference spiritual. And if I know that he respects me and that we have this connection that we know we have, even if we can't explain it to anybody else, I don't limit myself. But yeah, I understand that because when you don't feel like someone loves you or they want you for a specific attribute or whatever,
right,
you're like reserved, like I'll do this and we can please each other, but I'm not going to go but this far. But I think that when you have that heart connection with someone, then that's a whole different story. It opens a whole different world.
Yeah. Men? I will go to.
You can do pretty much anything with your partner.
Right.
The good thing is, you don't have to worry about feeling embarrassed or anything. I can say stuff like, "I never thought you wanted to do that before."
But I believe that you have to have
to get a bigger response than you thought you would.
I think it would have to be a really good friendship, very good communication. Very good. Everything outside of sex that builds that ability to be able to come out of yourself like that.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. You know, when you have a relationship you're in and sex is, like, supposed to be a part of it, there are things that you know because you've been in a relationship so long that could come out during sex and you can laugh about it.
Yeah.
You guys know what happened. Y'all flipped off the bed. Somebody passed gas. Somebody hit this.
I ain't slipping off
these
no bed.
These are things that you can laugh about and talk about. What did you say, Deacon?
I'm not going to slip off no bed. You can believe that.
Okay.
Even
Mark,
even on Saturday, I'm not sleeping on no bed.
Got a cramp.
I don't care even if you come with suction cups and a handcuff.
Look, this is the way I look at it. I should be able to look at my woman and give her an orgasm just by looking at her.
That's right.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yes. That's right.
You know, so that's how passionate of a man that I am. And I try and express that to her whenever I touch her. Any place on her body, it will give her an orgasm.
That's having that special connection I mentioned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that the FCC is going to be like the uncut on the edge show.
Hey, you the ones brought up this topic on the issue of the subject tonight, so deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm not scared of either one of you. I'm on the edge for a reason. I'm not worried. I'm just saying. I like it. You guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are
good.
Well,
see, we're here to keep it real. We're all adults here, and I'm just telling you this. I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like if the woman really cares about me, even if she looks at me, I'm ready to just, like, devour her, you know, and just, like, she should feel the same way about me. When I look at her, she knows it's okay, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the way it should be.
Well, I can get away with a foot massage, and that's it.
Now, gentlemen.
A massage. And it's
foot
not
massage.
Just the one specific part of her body. I should be able
just
to massage.
Foot massage.
I don't care if it's just her big toe. If I'm massaging her big toe, she should be able to just go mad.
It'll take her right there in a few minutes. And I'm
yes.
just scratching my head. And I'm like, that's
yes.
all I got to do? That's it?
Yes.
And then,
sometimes in silence, even in silence when you have that type of connection,
yes.
you
know what?
Silence, you get that way.
Tamika,
yes.
do you think we should give these guys a little inside woman one-on-one, the ones that swear to God they got the player thing down pat? Hey, dude. Hey, dude, sometimes you don't have to say a damn thing. Sometimes you ain't got to say a damn thing. We could be sick with a cold and you come in and give us a look and we good. Just to know that. You don't have to say anything. Just sit there and go, babe, look, here's some calamine for your chicken blocks. I'm right here.
Well, tell me something I don't know.
Oh, yeah, right. My guys always say to God they do.
Hey, I'm only speaking for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me something you don't know.
Tell us
something that we don't know. Go ahead, Deacon. You the floor is yours.
Like every guy always talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'll damage this, I'll damage that. Don't fool yourself. A woman can always look up longer than you can look down. Okay? Let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it twisted. And I'm like a what you would call an advanced safari hunter. I don't mind trying to find the G-spot, okay? I don't mind going on a hunt because that's what makes it adventurous, and I guarantee you when I get done, every part of the body shall be trembling.
Well, that's a short hunt. If you're doing your job right, you find that bump quick. And it's like,
yeah, yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
And I've been known to only my safari runs are very short.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're like a male lion, just pounce on it, right?
Somehow I was being ring reined on the screen somewhere. I don't know why. Deacon, you just spot ring reined in a player hat, in a suit, on the screen.
Whoa.
Talking about, yes, I've got her.
You got to see him in Mission Impossible then.
All right.
Well, I'm just ZJW.
We actually have another caller. Are you sure you want to come into this crazy conversation, caller? All right. Coming up, our next caller. 1 second. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to come in and ask, what are we talking about? I just tuned in.
All right. Let's start. You got a hot seat question you must answer. All panelists have been required. What is the boldest move you've ever made, whether it was private or public or whether it was with an ex or a current mate, that you've ever made for the sake of spicing up your bedroom.
For the sake of spicing up your bedroom. Wow.
Why does everybody start with that shuffle?
Okay. Can it be a position? I don't know the name of the position, so I can't tell
you. Whatever you find to be your boldest move, it qualifies. We've had the training, the dance floor.
Coney Island's boardwalk.
The Mile High Club. The boardwalk. Next.
Okay, since all that's been said. I tell
positions
you what. One thing I did one time, I did, I think I saw something online, and it was a position. And I saw this thing, and I was like, damn. I was like, if only I could do this. So I said, okay. So we tried it. And I'm going to just describe it to you quickly. It was like a position where you start out a missionary, right?
Uh-huh.
But then you rotate, and the guy's on top. And
oh.
You continue to rotate and turn until you're facing the opposite side of the bed. You're still inside. And you make love that way.
That sounds like a sexual twister.
Yeah, it was crazy. And
that sounds like sexual. I'm hearing like right cheek blue, left hand red. Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
All right, ladies and that wow. What was that, like in the Indian Karma Sutra book?
Yeah, it was in one of those things, and I saw it, and I said, I think I could try this. And it definitely
really?
Spiked the bedroom.
You flexing like that?
I might be flexing. Is that what that is?
I guess that's for the partner to tell, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I was trying something new tonight, and you guys all stepped up to the plate. Like, well, I really wanted, like, the bravery coming forth. Lou, you always entertaining. I love it. You guys have done, like, you know, a really superb job with tonight's different, and I appreciate it. All right, now, Salo, let me ask you a question. What do you feel about a relationship couple? Bring it. Do you think that a committed couple relationship can it swinging is something they could do and just go home and be okay?
I guess it's possible, but I'm not an advocate of it. I don't think it's necessary if you're really in a relationship.
But if you're not really in a relationship, it's all well and good. That's the way it is, I guess.
But if you're in a relationship, I don't think that's even necessary. Not even.
I think if anybody in a damn relationship says that they're cool with swinging, they're lying their ass off. Let me say that straight up. There is no way in hell somebody that sat there and loves a person don't have that ounce of jealousy or some sort of something to look at another man sticking his wife in front of him or vice versa. Because I know I have a problem. Let me tell you something. Picture me looking at my man going into another woman, talking like we're swinging. Somebody is going to be swung around. It's not going to be sexual. Trust me.
Somebody's going to get cut.
There's going to be heads flying. Weaves are going to go somewhere. People's jewelry is going to be missing.
Body
parts might be bent up
and
boys didn't come in. I don't know.
So what about the
you're not telling
squad?
Me. I they said, my no, let's just go to watch other people. That's what porn movies are for.
Right.
What do you need to go watch porn in public for and pay $45 to get in there, be nakedly in prison, by the way? Because I don't know if any of you know, when you go in there, you got to be in a towel, and both of you must agree. And if your partner wants to continue while you're uncomfortable, you got to wait until that person is finished doing what they got to do and leave.
I tell you what. Why not me and my significant other? We make a film and then we go make love to it afterwards.
Yeah.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Now that's the ultimate set off right there.
The only thing you see is the guy. Because
I believe I can really get off on watching myself get with my girl, knowing I'm putting in some work. Oh my goodness! You thought us making the film would set it off? Oh, yeah,
hey,
that's
Duke,
what I'm talking.
Hey, Brother Duke. Excuse me. Well, you make a lot of money in one day. You can make money overnight as soon as it hits the internet.
You know, you just mentioned about you want to be able to look at your woman and make her get off. I just ran upstairs and tried that. It worked, bro. Thank you. Let me try that, Brother Deacon. I just went in there and gave my wife my sexy Billy D. Well, I said, well, I'll be done.
Go ahead, Lou.
All right. Shamika, I think you were trying to say something, were you?
Oh, no, I was just saying that that's an excellent idea, especially when you're with someone that, you know, that you love. I mean, why not, you know, with the videoing of the pleasure that you all give to each other. I think that's excellent. So I just comment on that. I mean.
All right, I'm going to bring in.
Is there any more women out there in radio
yes,
world?
Yes,
where y'all
I'm co-hosting on the line
yeah,
right now. I'm bringing her in. Hold on. Welcome on board, Lady Di. Go ahead. You fill in.
You
come
really,
on.
Really want to put me in this, did you? Are you terrified he has some of Jim?
Say that again, Mommy. I didn't hear you.
Are you scared of he has some going to give?
I am not scared of nothing. I didn't see you.
I had all the questions. I'm like, OMG. I got some good answers for you. Give me the first answer.
All right.
Give me the first question,
well,
and I'll give you the answer.
Question A, B, C. Start with you. Question A, what was the boldest thing you've ever done, either private, unprivate, with the ex or with the current, to spice up your bedroom looks?
All right. Which one do you want me to say, 1 or 10?
Oh,
what?
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to give you 1.
We ain't scarred. Keep going.
Yeah. Let's get this party started.
Right, one,
yeah, you ain't said
right,
nothing.
This is like for starters. This is for starters. Right? Yeah, I gave a blowjob while my husband was driving. I had sex on a balcony. I had sex on the rooftop while the sun was shining. My ass got burned. Just to let you know. You know, I did it in the public bathroom. I did it in the water potty. I did it in the pool. I did it in the beach. Yeah, and his ass got burned out.
Excuse me.
I did it in Coney Island Drive. So do not go on the
way. Oh, my God.
Did
you know,
I did it on the way. It was good.
Excuse me.
Miss Diamond, I said what was the boldest? The boldest, not your resume.
My boldest? That's
your freaky resume. Come on, we all got a few of those. Come on now. What was the boldest thing in your mind?
The Wonder Wheel was my boldest. And so the one that the one that moves, that was my boldest. I'm terrified of heights.
Ooh. Well, we're going to do it. Well, yeah, bungee jump sex.
I would love to do that.
Bungee jump.
Bungee jump.
I always wanted to do that. I actually thought about that.
You know what? You know what is a nice experience? Basket sex. A big basket. It's an experience that I went through when I was over in Europe.
Basket?
Yes. The woman was up in the basket.
Oh, was she spinning?
Yes.
Yeah, you had
and it was,
to spin your
the basket is connected to a rope, and you controlled the rope.
Yeah. I heard about that.
What controlled who?
You hold on to the rope. The woman is in the basket. In a certain position, the basket is to where you could put her in any type of position you want, and you're laying on the bed, and you control the.
Oh,
the
I know that. Is this right? Okay.
Who chimed that in?
Who said that?
I know what that is.
Oh, you do?
Well,
when I do the daily shout outs, Zeddy and Delaine, do I need to have a new bio line?
No, don't put that in my bio. Don't put it in my bio, but you know it is.
They commonly share basket sex.
I think we're going to go to a commercial break.
We will be back after this. Be right back, people. Okay, this is the FCC is listening, people.
Bring that back.
I want to know what kind of basket.
All right. Well, let's see. Since we're on the mission of sexual encounters, who better to do it than Tina Marie going out with Ooh La La La? Be back in 6 minutes.
Every time you come around, I feel my world start turning topsy-turvy. Because you see, sometimes the needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many. And if you understand what I'm talking about,
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, we are having one hell of a discussion tonight. We've got our final segment, our little last 27 minutes left in the segment. So, I'm going to bring it up for this again. We are talking about how to keep your relationship spicy in your love life, in your bedroom, pretty much everything. I'm bringing you guys all back in one at a time, okay? And well, I'm going back to Miss Lady Diamond because she sat there and shocked us all. So, Lady Diamond, you were saying?
I was question number two.
You're not stunned. You came out of here with the biggest boom of all. You came out here with the biggest boom of all, and Deacon Zeddy Williams is off in Toledo, Ohio, coming out of left field with God knows what.
I know it. What's question number two? I know question number two. I just want to hear it again.
Oh, no. We won't. Oh, all right. What'd you say? Basket something? Something about a basket?
Talk about it.
Are we going to repeat that?
Yeah, I'm grown.
Well, there's
Hello?
A basket and the spring.
What about the basket, Deacon?
There's a basket and there's a swing.
It's a basket and what?
And there's a swing.
The
basket and swing. Which position you're supposed to turn it in? I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, it all depends on what position you like.
Okay, that's good. Okay, Elaine, your reference to it was?
To number two? What's question number two? I'm avoiding the swing part, sorry. If you don't know about the swing, then there's a problem.
Oh, my God. Like my grandmother would say, que tiene un pile de locos aquí. Now, you got a pile of locos here. Okay. I think right now, if our grandmothers and our mothers were sitting here, they all have that shock meltdown that they all told us our babies came from the stork. We will be shocking the stork baby generation right about now. All right.
So the Pink Lady ahead. Diamond just earned a fan over here.
Oh.
Oh my
Katie,
God, studios.
You asked a question about if, what was it, if you'll go into a swinger, something like that?
Okay, yes, you have two more questions to answer since you put yourself back in the hot seat.
Yeah,
anyway,
I remember the swingers one.
My second question is this. Do you think that a committed couple can go to a swingers club or do get into swinging and walk away surviving that experience or that practice?
No. I have a friend of mine that he invited me to a swingers club. I was like, no. Yeah, I knew what was going to happen if I walk in. And he explained to me exactly what happens when you go into a certain swingers club. And this one not too far from here in the Lower East Side. So whoever is here in the Lower East Side and listening to us, yeah, there's like one in the East Village. How do you know?
I know that club, and I've heard about
you know
it,
about.
And my ex tried to get me there, and I told him, no,
that's the worst. That's the worst thing. No, I'm against that. I'm very greedy. I get jealous easily. I don't know how many times that I had boyfriends, and they told me, oh, listen, are you going to tell my last as well? I'm like, no. I don't want nobody touching you. I want nobody touching me. No, you know, it's me
but
and you one-on-one.
You're supposed to sit there and watch.
Huh?
You're supposed to sit there and watch this happen. Like you're supposed to sit there as a couple swinging experience and watch your man do a girl and watch a guy do you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm supposed to watch and nobody's supposed to go into an internal sleep.
No, I'm against that. Nope. I want nobody touching my man. I want no guy touching me either because then I'm gonna get him more pissed off and jealous. I'm a jealous person, you know. I am very greedy, you know. I am very greedy. If I see another girl looking at him, her eyes gonna get torn out by me. So no, I avoid the swingers completely.
You'll be right there. I'll have to, listen. I came equipped with holy water and a couple of switchblades. I don't know what to tell you. I stuck it right in the fold of the towel. I was waiting for the demons of the nope. My ex was like, no, you see, they'll watch us, and we can get freaky that way. But yet I see some old man trying to walk around showing his Ron Jeremy-sized wooden spot coming through there, talking about, look, you interested? See, look, you interested? You know? They had another couple doing the GYN chair, and I'm sitting there like, okay, GYN is for the doctor and the pregnancy test. I don't know what to tell you. You know? GYN is for the doctor and the pregnancy test. And I think that swinging club is for people who feel they are over the hill and nobody wants them, and they need to do five at a time for attention. Hello, have fun.
Yeah.
But I'll be
I mean, where's I'm more meant for single people who just, you know, go in as friends and couples and they just go on in and do whatever. Not like a real relationship that you have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, and you got to test the ropes. You know, you don't want to test no water. No.
And then they have the nerve to have a buffet bar there. How do I know that you know, creme brulee is not somebody else's creme? Oh, that's funny. Where'd you get the cream from? I don't know if what I'm drinking in my coffee is real half and half. Half of what? Half of what? I'm not going to eat in no strip bar, no swing club, and you got all these naked people sitting up there serving themselves macaroni and pasta. No, thank you. You can go eat over there. Eat, the table is for eating. Okay, you want to be naked, you go over there to the spa table or something. Don't eat it on the food. Don't do that. And I see people sitting there in their table going, having conversations. How do you have conversations at a buffet in a naked club? I'm telling you, I wouldn't even trust. They have whipped cream there. I'm sitting there like, even the bottle is shaped like it could be somebody's guy. Listen, they had a whipped cream can there. You know how everybody knows what it is? You shake it and you spray it. Well, this one actually looked like it was somebody's guy. Okay, yeah. I'm not eating a thing. Are you kidding me? I don't even care if they're hot cascading bleach and hot water to go with it.
I'm not eating nothing at any place where people walk around naked swinging juices. I don't know what to do. And I have people sitting up there talking about, I'm hungry. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, well. You know what jello shots are, right? You know what jello shots are? Imagine what kind of shots they got in them cream peas. What are those cream peas? You don't know what they are. You don't know what that cheese sauce really is.
You
don't know what that yogurt is. That yogurt could be somebody's yeast. Are you kidding me? Phil.
All right, next subject.
I will not be eating at no swinging club. You kidding me? Or a strip club, fellas.
Well, that don't bother me. I'm not one of them fellas.
You eat at a strip club, Deacon? You eat at a strip club, Deacon? Hello, hot seat.
Uh-oh. Look, I don't go to a strip club because I don't believe in making it rain. If I'm going to make it rain, it's going to be in my damn bedroom.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, give your girl the money. Give your girl the money.
That's right.
I don't see
the point in that. You throwing money at something that's not going home with you.
Exactly.
Well,
so
let me say this.
If a stripper went home with you, it's worth it?
I'm not saying I'm going to make it rain then, neither.
If a stripper went home with you, the money would be worth it?
Hell no.
Hold on. Let me say this though about strip clubs. In my younger days, I used to fuck at strip clubs.
You gotta pay for that, man. You know,
fuck with them. And this was before pagers and cell phones. And my ex used to call me at the phone booth at the strip club because she, you know, that was like my job, and tell me bring home some milk or whatever or something. That's the case. And I used to find it fascinating how I would sit up and see people usually unattractive and older people and stuff sit up and literally give those women hundreds of dollars. I mean, they be calling them poppy and ooh, baby, and honey and all that, really feeding into their egos and stuff, and it used to just be ridiculous to me. I mean, I'd go down there and I'd buy a drink, and I might give a woman $5. And that's five different women.
Uh-huh.
I'd call you poppy too.
I worked at a strip club. Ooh, and those guys that used to come in there like that. So, and the guys that used to come in like that, we called them tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically what they were, tricks.
Listen, if you can stick $100 in a piece string, I'll call you poppy too. I don't know what you're telling you. I say you the best thing since sliced bread. You sticking $100 per panty string? I don't know what to tell you. Hello. I've seen a couple that they swear these strippers really care about them. Yes, baby, how you doing? She stays a page. Listen, for every name she calls you, there's a price tag. $25 for honey, $50 for baby, $55 if she wants to call you baby and honey. Okay, listen, check the pay rate. And inflation is getting higher and higher in the strip club. Don't know what to tell you. They got people bleeding on the stage from what I'm hearing. So I don't know. You guys really, really looking for pleasure like that? And she ain't going home with you. I don't get it.
Either way, there's some people that pay for that.
It's cheaper to keep her. I don't know what to tell you. It's cheaper to keep her. Divorce is... I don't know.
Well, I was never in a situation where I felt like I had to pay for anything anyway. I had the gift of the tongue.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes.
The gift of the tongue, honey.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of dudes is tricky.
And that's a rarity. It's not many around with that type of gift.
All right, we're down to our last 14 minutes. Lou, your final wrap-up, and I'm going to go to Lady Di.
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Katie. I want to hear what kind of basket Brother Deacon was talking about.
What did you see? It was right next to Emmanuel in the Mall High School.
Mall High is looking for something new.
It was right in the same lobby. You saw the brochure for the Mall High Club.
Lou, I'm surprised that you've never experienced a basket case, man. Come on.
No, man, but I'm open to it, man. Again, closed basket.
We're looking forward to it.
We'll say a prayer for him.
Yeah, no, I haven't. So, but again, man, I got a couple of clothes baskets around here. Look, Brother B.
Lou, I'll get with you, man.
I had some clothes in the laundry room, man, in a basket. I didn't fold them up, man, so the basket could be empty.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Lou, you got a new blog content, dude. All right, Lady Diamond, come on, let's give it. I need some women up in here. I think Shamika done left us. Go ahead.
That bunch of freaks, that's all I got to say.
Wow.
Laundry basket, Easter basket.
What reactions I give you? You see, yeah,
I don't know.
There are a couple more questions. I'm still waiting for the next question.
I don't know. Well, thank you.
Two questions, guys. That was it.
I'm starting to look at Easter baskets a little differently now. I don't know what to tell you.
It's on a basket.
Might be a requirement on the prerequisite.
Satisfying.
Rod. Rod. Hello.
Yes.
Oh, don't you hear all quiet in the corner, Peter Rabbit? Come on, what's up? Final
Hello?
Words, brother. Final words. Uh-oh. Tick, 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 tick.
Thank you.
Crickets.
What happened?
All right. Final words on tonight's subject, honey.
It was very entertaining.
Oh, no, that basket had a purpose other than carrying laundry. Okay.
Oh.
Thank you very much. I'm Charles, baby. It's on you.
Well, I thought it was pretty educational. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh, you should be used to us by now. We family. You listen, well, the first two times you're a guest, you family now. You have made your third visit. You are officially family. I'm very happy
with all
of you. Say that again. Okay, I didn't hear you. Deacon, you are the final on the list, Deacon. Your feedback, please, sir.
Well, this was a very fun and entertaining night, and I hope everybody had fun. Lou, we'll get together, man, and I'll explain to you the basket situation.
All right, I appreciate it. Okay. Hit you on my inbox.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'll hit you up. And to all the rest of the panelists, look, it's all about relationship and solid relationships. And if you feel like your relationship needs to be worked on, you should do that. You know, don't sell your partner short, because it's a team effort, so you both have to work on both ends.
Wow. This has been, I mean, all jokes aside, the examples brought out today, the suggestions, you know, the touching on the topic questions, you all have been wonderful, and I thank every one of you for sharing it. My opinion is the same as the Deacon's and everybody else. Swinging doesn't work, because all you're going to do is create a whole different forum and open up your relationship to something that shouldn't have been there. You know, whatever it is that you are taking the time out to do, going creeping, you know, why don't you make it a situation where you role play and creep into your bedroom, you know? Do it that way. But either way that you look at it, relationships can work with or without cheating. All the other things that happen in the process is extra. So if you have a great core and a great foundation, you're always going to look for ways to re-perfect it. It's like your own art. Everybody else has been on here. Those of you that have suggestions, hit me up on the Ed Show page. Okay, I want to thank all of our guests this evening. Lou, thank you for coming in. Charles, you are family, so call in anytime. Rod, you dipped on us. Oh, Stalo, I didn't hear your final word.
Yeah.
Go on, honey.
Yeah. I'm still listening in. It sounds good. Everything sounds good. I can't wait for the follow-up. I can't wait for the follow-up. I got an idea.
You fresh people. All you fresh people. Son fresco. La línea.
I got an idea. Can we put the women on the spot next time? Because the women have not said anything. I have a question.
What are you talking about? You and Johnny Camarilli, bro. It's been the women talking all this time. You guys were the jump on the bandwagon people.
Please, man.
We ain't talking to you, Peanut Man. You over there in the corner, sitting up there, cracking up with that. We ain't talking to you. No, Stalo, you kind of came in late because the women were pretty hot on the panel tonight. However, we're gonna do that. Down the line, I will. Oh. I'll have the women on the panel. We'll play like the Bachelorette or something, and see how that works.
Good.
You guys have been marvelous. I want to thank every one of you for the support. We are 15,507 listeners. We have been getting very, very, very large amounts of live listens now. People are coming in and listening. They're racing into the broadcast now. So I want to thank every single one of you for your support. So until tomorrow night, everybody, be blessed, be a blessing. Make a difference. Lou, thank you. Don't forget to promote Lou with his new blog. It's exciting. It's intriguing. It's Lou from Flint, all little words, one word, 810, at WordPress.com. Right, Lou?
Yeah, Lou from Flint, LouFromFlint810.com. No spaces.
Oh, .com?
Yeah.
Okay. Look him up on Facebook. He's now on YouTube, and On the Edge will be in YouTube very soon as well. So I want to thank every one of you and for tonight's contributions as well. Stalo, thank you. Charles, thank you. Rod, you jumped off. Thank you. Lou, of course. Deacon, very much. Elaine, Lady Diamond, thank you all. You've made tonight wonderful, okay? I will see you all tomorrow back here at 8:30, our regular time, okay?
Yes.
Be blessed. Be a blessing. Make a difference. Good night.
Back at you.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.